Yeah, and then when they come up to light the candle, you'll come and give it to them. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Remind me of your name.
My name's Red.
Red.
Red. Yeah.
All right. Nice to meet you. I'm Pastor Karen. If we've met before, I'm sorry. Okay. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, testing. I don't think any of the mics are working strongly. What the hell? Good morning. Please rise as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose home is heaven and earth, whose salvation is sure. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Long expected God, we confess that we look to ourselves for the peace and security only you can provide. We reach for swords and spears, reluctant to release our grip on the ways of war. We become impatient while waiting and weary of keeping awake. Free us from self-reliance and teach us to live in harmony with our neighbors. Increase our trust in God's timing and awaken us to your advent among us, that we may abound in hope you have promised. God judges us not as we deserve, but according to God's own righteousness. You are freed and forgiven, saved by grace, and ready to welcome the Savior.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, Lord God, to prepare the way of your only Son. By his coming, nurture our growth as people of repentance and peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. No, just, yeah, you can. Go ahead and give them water. And then see which one of them's going to take. All right, good. Thank you. Oh, Jen. Jen. Jen, here's the mic.
I used to think love was a feeling. That was before that I knew love is a river, forging paths where none have gone before. That was before I knew that love is a song, etching its melody into my memory. I used to think that I had to find love for it to find me, but that was before I knew that love is that which breathes us into beginning. That was before I knew that love had already found me, never letting me go. Friends, today we light the candles of hope, peace, joy, and finally the candle of love as a reminder that it is in love that we are born and raised, and it is for love that we are sent.
The first reading is from Isaiah 7, verses 10 through 16. The Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be as deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear then, O house of David. Is it too little for you to weary mortals, that you may weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey by the time he knows how to refuse evil and choose the good. For before the child knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land before those whose two kings you are now in dread will be deserted." The word of the God.
Thanks be to God. She's going to leave the school.
Let your faith shine upon us, and we shall be saved. Your faith shine upon us, and we shall be saved. Hear, O shepherds of Israel, leading Joseph like a flock. Shine forth your throne upon the Sharon. We presume in Ethiopian, Benjamin, and Messiah. Store up strength and come to help us. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will your anger fume when your people pray? Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved. You have fed them with the bread of tears. You have given them bowls of tears to drink. You have made them the sins of their neighbors, and our enemies laugh at us to scorn. Restore us, O God of hosts. Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved. Let your hand be upon one of your white hair. One that made you so strong for yourself. And so we will never turn away from you. Give us your life and we may call up your name. Restore us, O Lord, O God of hosts. Let your face shine upon us and we shall be saved. Let your face shine upon us and we shall be saved.
Good job. Awesome.
The second reading is from Romans 1, verse 1 through 7. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, the gospel concerning his Son, who was descended from David according to the flesh, and was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for the sake of his name, including you who are called to belong to Jesus Christ, to all God's beloved in Rome who are called to be saints. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be pregnant from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to divorce her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until after she had given birth to a son, and he named him Jesus. This is the gospel of the Lord. I invite all the children to come forward for children's time. Good morning. Hi, Nico. Hey, come on over here. Yeah, come on over here. Keep coming. We got floor over here. We got plenty of floor. Come on over, buddy. You want to sit right here? All right, don't go too far away. I can't see you. Yeah. Hey, guys, how are y'all today? Good. Okay. Let's see. Did you do anything this weekend that was fun?
Yeah.
What'd you do? You had your recital. That's exciting. Anyone else do anything fun this weekend? What did you do? You did a Pollyanna. That's also fun. Anybody else? Did you do something fun this weekend? Yes. You went to see the zoo lights at the Philadelphia Zoo. Was it beautiful? Oh, wow. That's exciting. How about you? You went to a lights tour? Oh, you did to the zoo, too. All right, that's awesome. Anyone else do something fun this weekend? Did you do anything fun this weekend? Did you play? Yeah? Anybody else? Yeah, what did you do this weekend? You went to the zoo. I sense a theme here. Sense a theme. A little connection there. I want to ask you guys a question. Do you know anyone who's adopted? Do Do you know what adopted means? Yeah, what does it mean? Oh, it means like when you don't have a baby, you get a baby. You get to bring a baby into your home, right? And they can be your child. Listen, me and Cindy, our son is adopted. And he was born in Yekaterinburg, Russia, in the Siberian cold area of Russia. And when he was 9 months old, we adopted him. And he came to live with us. And the adoption papers say he is our son. Now, many of you probably got your mom, and the mom who was your birth mom, your mom had you naturally, but we don't know much about Shelby and his family. I'm gonna talk a little bit more about that during the sermon, but we just don't know. And right now, there's a lot of things that happen to us because of who we are and whose we are. Sometimes we have the same color hair as our parents. Do you guys, anyone have the same color hair as your parents? Yeah? How many of you have the same color eyes as your parents? You have the same color eyes? Yeah. Do you have the same size feet? No, not yet. Not yet. Are you as tall as your parents?
No.
Some of you are getting closer, but that's all right. All of this comes because our parents give that to us. It's like our genes. And so it tells us what hair color we're going to have, what eye color we're going to have, sometimes about how tall we are or what the size of our feet is. Sometimes we even get more from them. Maybe to be an athlete, right? Maybe you get the gift of being an athlete. Maybe your parents were really musical and you are too. Maybe your parents love to sing, and you like to sing too. There's a lot of things that we get from our parents. But one of the things I want you to know is, guess what? Jesus was adopted. Mary was Jesus' mother naturally. But guess what? Joseph was Jesus' adopted father. And in the story that I just said, he says, I don't know about this. I don't know if I can raise this baby because it's the baby is the Holy Spirit's and not mine. And the angel comes and says, no, don't be afraid of that. You gotta have this baby and you're going to name him. So Jesus was adopted, and that's a cool thing. I know a lot of families who got adopted kids or have given up kids for adoption. Whatever the reason is, one of the things about family is that we choose each other every day, whether we're adopted or not. Every single day we get to say, that's my family, that's my people, that's my parents, that's my sister. She drives me crazy, but that's my sister, right? She is laying flat down on top of him. But she's still your family. And so what I want you guys to think about this week, when you will probably see a lot of family, maybe you look and see, do you look like your grandmother? Does your aunt sort of have the same shape eyes? This is all about who we are. But even if we don't look like all of our family members, we're still family. Because we say, you're my family, right? Adopted or not. All right, let's pray. Y'all repeat after me, okay? Put your hands together and let's repeat after me. All right. Holy God, we love you. Thanks for our families, even though they drive us crazy. Thanks for this church so we can come together and love each other. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Thank you guys for all coming up. I appreciate it. Can you give me five? Can you give me five knuckles? Oh, you give me five. Good job. Good job. She is handing out high fives right now.
Double high five.
Double? Can you do double? Both hands up. There you go. Double. Oh, okay. I was being drugged for a moment. We're having microphone problems again. Can y'all hear me if I'm just on this one? Can y'all hear me now? Not really? Okay, I'm going to use this one again. We will figure it out. Let's pray. Holy and gracious God, we thank you so much for all the gifts that you've given us. We thank you for the reading of this word. Holy God, may it be shared throughout the week, so that we may truly lean into becoming the people that you call us to be. Amen. This story is about Joseph. It's about Joseph and a big decision that Joseph has to make. And the thing about this is, in this text, we're looking at Joseph as Mary's husband, not at Jesus' dad, right? That's just not happened yet. He has to make a decision, to be that. And the decision he had already made was that he was going to quietly divorce Mary to save her family and his family shame. The assumption was that she was pregnant out of wedlock. That would be a disaster for Joseph to admit in public. It would be a disaster for his family. As a carpenter, he probably would have lost customers, would have lost orders. Because during that time period, much as it is still to some extent today, being pregnant and unwed is looked down upon. Mary could have been shamed to the point that she was ostracized from the entire community. She could have been made fun of or laughed at as she walked through the streets. But instead, Joseph says, after the angel comes to him and explains the situation, "No, I will indeed marry her, and I will raise this child as if he was my own." Most people believe that Jesus was trained as a carpenter by his father. He probably learned stories of the faith from Mary inside the house when he was there at times. He studied to be a rabbi, and Joseph, after the trip to Egypt, when Jesus is about 12, the trip to the temple when Jesus is about 12 years old, and they go back looking for him because he doesn't come home with them, we hear nothing about Joseph for the rest of the Gospels. It's as if he just drops out completely. There is no vision of him. There's no mention of him. There's no understanding of him being participants in the midst of Jesus' life. It is just here, done. Done and gone. The adoption analogy, I think, can be really interesting. Our son, Shelby, when he was about a junior in high school, his hairline started receding. He would look at me and he would say, "What am I supposed to do about this? It's your fault." And I was like, "No, it's not. You know, I haven't pulled your hair. I haven't given you, I haven't made you do a comb over," but he started doing a little bit of a comb over. Started wearing caps all the time, which probably hurt his prospects anyway because he was killing whatever was up there. So about 4 years ago, he shaved his head completely. When he told us he did it, I was like, "Oh my God, some people cannot be bald-headed. Some people's bald head just does not look appealing. They have, you know this, right? You've seen people who are bald, and you look at their head and go, it was a choice. Not sure it was the right choice, but it was certainly a choice." So we see Shelby the first time with his bald head, and I'm, "Oh, he's good at this. Man, he rocks this bald head. He looks amazing." Grows out this mustache that's really full and comes down, and I'm like, "This kid's cute. I mean, this kid is cute. It's okay. I mean, he's a handsome young man. He's 27. He's single. He's in Pittsburgh, if you know somebody." But we talked about the fact that genetically, we had no knowledge of his family. A mother gave birth to him and left the hospital within a couple of hours and left him there. He was sent to the orphanage when he was 4 months old. We sort of got attached to him in his ninth month. He was tiny. He was 9 months old and he barely weighed 14 pounds. He was 22 inches tall, and his arms and legs had been swaddled for most of his early life. They had a number of kids in the orphanage room that he was in. I think there were 14 in there. And so they couldn't attend to their needs all the time, so they would swaddle them. And so they would be wrapped up with their arms and their legs not moving. So when we adopted him, we went to from Yekaterinburg to Moscow to finalize the adoption. A doctor has to, sort of look at the child and do a little examination, make sure everything's okay. And the doctor came in and he said, "Man, this is one of the healthiest kids I've ever seen coming out of Yekaterinburg." And I was like, "He's tiny." And he said, "That's okay. I mean, they didn't have a lot to feed him. They fed him kefir, soured milk. It was, that's what they had. And he said, you might be careful because I think his arms and legs are going to be weak. Not true. Oh, let me tell you, that kid gained strength in his arms and legs very, very, very quickly. Started crawling very, very quickly. I called Mom and said, Mom, Shelby's crawling. And she said, call me back in 2 hours and hung up on me. I called her 2 hours later and I said, Mother, he's crawling. I can't get anything done now. He's everywhere. And he was climbing stuff. And I mean, it was just so annoying. He's grown up into a great kid. We're very proud of him. He'll be here Christmas Eve. He's coming in tonight. Yay. Cindy and I, a couple of years ago, we did a 23andMe, one of those chromosome tests. Have any of y'all done those? Yeah, we did one of those tests, and it came back on mine that I was mainly Welsh and Dutch, which is 100% correct. My dad's family was Welsh. My mom's family was Dutch. And so I looked at it. I was like, God, they nailed me completely. So Cindy gets her results, and she's looking at it, and she says, this is not me. And I was like, did you send in somebody else's sample? I mean, yeah, it's you. And it had some Scandinavian, some sort of UK kind of stuff, but nothing from her heritage as a Native American. Her grandmother was full, great-grandmother was full-blooded Cherokee and was a part of the Trail of Tears when they were forced from the East Coast to the middle of the country, where great harm was put upon them. There was nothing there. It said nothing. There was zero. And Cindy's like, I don't understand this. How could it not be there? And so we did a little research, and what we discovered is that there are communities who do not do genetic testing. They don't test themselves. They know their family. They know their lineage, so they don't really want to do a test. And so they can only compare your genetic testing to what they have on file, what they have access to. So if there are large communities that are not being tested, it doesn't come up in your testing. Genetics can sometimes play a huge role in our life about sickness, about things that are going to happen to us, about, you know, how we hope for our babies and all that kind of stuff. And I read this story, and I find it interesting because genetically, Joseph has no relationship to Jesus. There's none. He's an adopted dad. The genetics that would take Jesus back to the son of David would come through Joseph. Joseph and Mary go for this census that Emperor Quirinius had called for, and they go to Bethlehem because Joseph is of the house of David. Everyone believed in the Old Testament prophecy to the modern times that they were living in, that the ruler, the king, the liberator, the Messiah would come out of the city of David, out of Bethlehem. And if Jesus is related, as in chapter 1, all the begots, you know, Joe begot Sam and Sam begot, no, it's not the names, but you get it. It shows David being the predecessor, one of the ancestors of Joseph. So how is Jesus related to Joseph? Interestingly enough, Matthew 1 also lists Mary as being a descendant from Solomon. That means that his lineage to David, instead of coming through the father like it typically would, comes from the mother. This is a story about birth and destiny. This is a story about how we are saved. This is a story that is told and retold and retold over and over again with the nativity sets that we have in our classrooms or in our living rooms or in some other place in our house. I think we counted up the other day. We have 6 or 7 full nativity sets out. I love the story. I love this story. It's a great story. We're going to tell it again on Thursday at 3 and at 7. Please be here at 3 and at 7. Oh, wait, 3 or 7. It's a great story. As I said, we're going to tell it again. And the wonderful thing about this text for this Sunday is it tells it from a totally different angle. We get to hear Joseph questioning whether or not he wants to be the father of this child. We see Joseph following the order that he receives from the angel and takes Mary and her pregnant body all the way to Bethlehem. And there Jesus is born. Now you may wonder, is Jesus a family name? No, it wasn't. Jesus actually, during that time period, was like naming somebody John today. It was a very common name because it meant God with us. And there was this hope in the Jewish people that one of their children, one of their sons would be the Messiah. They didn't get the pronouncement, but they thought, just in case, let's name our son Jesus, Emmanuel. It's an amazing moment. It's an amazing story. And the truth is that none of us know everything about who we came from and how we'll live into the new world. But let me tell you this. God loves the you that you are. God loves you not for who you might be, not who you could be, not for we wish you were. God loves you for who you are right now in this minute, no matter what. There's no question. God loves you. Right? God loves you, Harry. God loves every single one in here. There is not a doubt in my mind that God is not in love with who you are, because that is the truth. Jesus came to save us all, but Jesus also came so that God could show us how much love God had for us. I record little videos every once in a while on Facebook, and I always end them the same way. God loves you, and so do I. On this Sunday before Christmas, as we look at each other, knowing that we are all family, family of God, family of faith, family of St. Mark's, God loves you, and so do I. Amen. Let us confess our faith by reciting together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again, ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand, the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Sorry, guys, this mic is making it. Let us pray. In our waiting and watching, we come to you in prayer. O God, trusting your promise to renew the church, the nations, and the whole creation. In anticipation of these days, prepare our hearts for your arrival. Stir our spirits through the gift of artists, musicians, poets, and preachers, as together we proclaim your advent among us, God of grace. The earth breaks forth in singing as it heralds the Messiah's coming. Fill our hearts with wonder as we join heaven and nature in announcing this holy birth, God of grace. You send your saving grace and peace to the nations. Lead us in work for justice and care for the common good. May we meet the Christ child we seek in the faces of our neighbors, God of grace. When tears of exhaustion or loneliness come, or physical or emotional hurt overwhelms us, come to our aid. Uphold all who are anxious, who know the challenges of depression, and all who are ill. God of grace, surround expectant parents and those suffering from infant loss with communities of support. Bless young children and new parents. Guide us in ways that provide safety for all children and those who care for them. God of grace. Do you have other intercessions that you would like to lift up today? We give thanks for all who have treasured the gospel and lived in faithful service. Strengthen our earthly journeys until at the last your face shines upon us and we are held in your love. God of grace, draw us near to God as we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you. Would you please share signs of peace with one another? Hey, I'm going to give this to you to do God sightings after. Yes, please. Good morning. Peace be with you, Don. Peace be with you, Katie. How are you? Peace be with you. Hello. Hello. How are you, sweetie? I got you. Can you do a high five or you want another kiss? Peace be with you. Can you remind me your name?
Morgan.
Morgan and?
Maxine.
She's adorable. Peace be with you. How are you? Peace be with you. 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 Peace be with you, Nico. Nope. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you, kiddo. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Almost wore a shirt that color. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you, Joe. Peace be with you. Peace be with you, Dewey. I like the hoodie. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Yeah, doing good. Peace be with you. How are you today? Good to see you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Sorry. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you, Henry. Peace be with you. Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
All right, Andrew's going to come around and ask if there are any God sightings today. Peace be with you, PK.
Oh, peace.
It's all right.
Yes, Donna.
Peace be with you.
Peace. You're the star, so peace we have a couple opening acts.
My God sighting is, through the Sundays of Advent, we have had families who have lit our Advent wreath and been a very important part of our service. And I want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for giving us those families that made our service even better. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
My God sighting was on Friday night when a whole group of us walked around town singing Christmas carols.
Yep, yep.
It was awesome. And just all the people that were there, we had a nice dinner afterwards. You should all consider coming next year.
I did punk out after a couple of stops. My shoulder evidently does not like cold weather, so we went for a while.
It was great. We had about 24 people there of all ages. I was not the youngest. I was not the oldest. I love that. It was great.
No,
come on. I've been waiting for 2 days for your God sighting.
Okay. I guess my God sighting could be yesterday when me and my mom went to my grandmother's and we all made some Christmas cookies together, which is something we do every year around this time. And it was nice that we could actually fit it into all of our extremely busy schedules this year. So,
I can't wait to taste them. I hope they're in the other room.
Yeah, as a reminder, there's cookie madness. It's going to happen right after church. There'll be hot beverages and cookies of all different assortments and kinds. So we hope you stay for that. Any other God sightings? Can y'all hear me a little bit, just not a lot, on this? Other God sightings?
Yeah,
Stephanie has one. I know what it is. No. If you don't say that one, I'll say it. No pressure.
On Thursday evening, we fed 38 people, and that was my God sighting. That was pretty amazing. We are not going to have community meal for the next 2 weeks because it is Christmas Day and New Year's Day, but we are already planning our meal for January 8th.
And St. Mark's and their food ministry just got a $5,000 grant from the Synod to continue our feeding programs and add a couple of new things. I'm so, so excited. So there will be dreaming and scheming. I know how to spend that. I know there's some ideas already. But Stephanie and I got the email yesterday that we had gotten the $5,000 grant. I'm very excited about that. Are there God sightings? Yeah, over here.
So I went to a Pollyanna this weekend, and even though it was like a small room, we all sat together, and it was really fun because we were all together, all talking. It was just a really enjoyable experience, and because we were all together in a community, it felt good. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Being together is amazing. All right, I think we're good. I need the mic back. This one is getting so spotty. All right. Yeah, I'd like to direct you to the back couple of pages of your bulletin so you can see some of the announcements and the things that are coming up over the next couple of days. I want to highlight first, we're having a 4 o'clock service this afternoon. It is a longest night service. Some people call it Blue Christmas. It's a time that we gather together for folks who are feeling a little less joyous than some of the folks around them? Is it time to remember losses and grief? Is it time to remember who God is in the midst of all of the issues that we struggle with? And so I invite you or bring a neighbor to the 4 o'clock service as we spend some time in candlelight and prayer and in remembrance of those whom we have lost. So that's at 4 o'clock today. The office will be open on Monday and Tuesday, but not Thursday and Friday, which it says in the bulletin. Monday and Tuesday. We'll be open from 10 to 3, and then obviously part of the day on Wednesday into our worship services. 3 o'clock, a communion candlelight service with lessons and carols from our faith formation kids. And at 7 o'clock, the traditional candlelight service with communion. That's going to be just a wonderful opportunity for us to be all together. Next Sunday, there will be no in-person worship. We are worshiping online only. There will be a video for you to watch. There's just so many people who are trying to be gone. Andrew and I both will be gone, so that service will be online only. You can see other things that are listed there. Also, just want to remind you that at this time of the year, all churches are typically sort of living into deficit spending. We would love to invite you to maybe make an additional gift, of end-of-the-year gift, to help us end up with as little debt as possible. I know money is tight around Christmas, but if you have the opportunity and the possibility to give us a special end-of-the-year so that we can finish up strong, that would be very, very helpful. I was going to say something else about caroling, but it was already brought up. It was really fun. We shocked some people. Jasper's was afraid we were coming in to ask for a table with 24, and several people in CVS were like, I have no idea what's going on, which was okay. That was fine. You may notice that the bulletins are a bit different today, a lot different today. We're trying a new format, so this is where we are right now. We certainly are excited about all the things that are happening in the church and in your world this week. If you are traveling, please travel safely, and don't burn any turkeys or ham. Just enjoy the day together, all right? I will invite the ushers to please come forward for the morning offering.
Chosen. has chosen me. It's a song. God has chosen me to bear a child.
Wasn't that a great job? Let's give her one more round of applause. Some of our Faith Formation singers. And how about a hand for Andrew? While we try to figure out where we are. Nourishing God, you are water in the wilderness and streams in the desert. Through this meal, satisfy our parched places that we may rejoice and be for the world signs of your kingdom come. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you also make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Thank you.
the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After the supper, he took a cup. He gave thanks and gave it to all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. God in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. At St. Mark's, we invite all people to come to the communion table, no matter where you are on your faith journey. If you need gluten-free wafers, please remind us. You can receive an empty cup to receive wine from the circular tray. There's also apple juice if you need that. Here is life. God is with us. Come receive what God has promised. You may be seated. Down the step. The bread of life given in love for you. The bread of life given in love for you. The bread of life given in love for you. The body of Christ broken and given for you. Broken and given for you. The body of Christ broken and given for you. The body of Christ broken and given for you. The body of Christ given in love for you. The body of Christ given in love for you. The body of Christ given in love for you. The body of Christ given in love for you. Given for you.
Christ, broken and given for you.
the body of Christ broken and given for you. The body of Christ broken and given for you. The body of Christ broken and given for you.
Amen.
The body of Christ broken and given for you. The body of Christ broken and given for you. The body of Christ given and up for you. Should you eat bread?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want some bread? Me, do you want some bread?
Bread?
Okay, just take it for you. 1 second for me. Okay. Thank you, Ray. The body of Christ given and up for you. Do you know what? God loves you so much. And so do I. Yes, sorry. Oops, I'll let you touch it. The body of Christ broken and given for you. The body of Christ given for you. As God says, I love you. The body of Christ broken and given for you. Got some bread. Yeah. Do you know what? God loves you so much, and so do I. The body of Christ broken and given for you. The body of Christ broken and given for you. The body of Christ broken and given for you. This says, I love you from God, all right? Spread says, I love you from God. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ broken and given for you. The body of Christ broken and given for you. The body of Christ broken and given for you. It's the body of Christ. When God says, I love you. Body of Christ. When God says, I love you. Do you want some bread? Yes. There you go. God loves you. God loves you. So do I. It's the body of Christ broken for you. You want more? She wants another one. Here you go. That's all right. The body of Christ given for you, God. The body of Christ given for you, God. You do have to do so well. May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. God of hosts, at this table you have fed us with joy and gladness. Send us forth eager to share the feast, welcome the stranger, and bear good fruit in the name of Jesus. May God who comes among us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, grant you patience in waiting, peace in the darkness, and good news to share today and always. Amen. That is my favorite hymn. It is also my dad's favorite hymn. So, Dad, that one was for you. As we prepare to leave this place and enter the mission field, let us pray together. O God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Go in peace. Keep awake. Remember, the kids are going to be practicing in here right after the postlude. So kids, hang around. And the cookies are in the room next door. Huh? Carney room. McCarney room cookies here.
Cookies singers. And kids.
Yes.